Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Have you ever done business with a friend or relative that has bombed? And everyone's laughing and smiling at this question because I think this is universal that this would be a yes.
Yes.
So who wants to start with this one?
I'll let Julie go first. She's smiling way too big over there.
Oh, because it's like...
Rachel and Julie have a joint project that just...
Right. Yeah, just exploded. And, you know, I think that was the third time that something like that's happened to me. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing anything for free or trade or anything.
It's and we didn't have a warm fuzzy for that project anyway.
No.
Always trust your gut.
Yes, trust your gut. She was loosey-goosey on all her decisions. And I just thank the universe, the Lord, whoever it was that told me to record and send out meeting minutes. Because that saved our... behind big time.
Yeah.
Because after 8 months of not paying, it took me sending that to her again. And within 2 hours, I had full payment.
So what happened?
Yeah. So you tell the story of what happened.
What happened was we had a client come to us and we built them a gorgeous website. Gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And they loved it. Let's preface this. They were in love with the site that we built. They felt that we captured everything they were about, their vision, their mission. They felt like
it was nicer than their actual business.
Yes, it really was. And I think she said that too.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was him. But, you know, one of them said that.
Yeah.
So I want to go check this out.
Continuing the story, because we knew her, we turned the site over to her without payment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 6 months goes by.
Still no payment. And I'm sending an invoice every month.
So finally, she came back and was like, oh, but we need to make these changes and these changes and these changes. And we were like, well, we weren't going to make them until we got payment. And finally, you had sent the meeting notes where we had gone over everything.
Right. And it wasn't even so much that we were going to make them with until we got payment. It was we were going to make them once we got payment at an additional fee because we had already done multiple revisions.
Right.
So it was she was trying to milk us for as much as they possibly could. And yeah, it was not a pretty situation, to say the least.
Yeah. So our lesson learned is we don't turn over our website until payment.
Mm-hmm. And on the payment websites, we'll do a website on a payment plan, but we do a little bit on it every month. And then once we get full payment, then we'll turn it over. So, you know, you may want to see progress if you're only paying on a monthly basis, but you're not going to see big progress because I'm not going to spend or waste our time doing this whole site. And then you stop paying us every month.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to do X amount of hours risking no payment? So I just do a little bit here and a little bit there. Oh, paid us again. Let's do a little bit more. You know, it stinks for us because I'd like to just go and blow and get it done. Mm-hmm. But I just like, no, not working for trade or for discount or turning anything over until payment's made ever again.
Wow.
What about you?
Yeah.
So I'm always hesitant to do anything for friends and family unless I just want to. And then it's like I just do it because I want to and I don't expect payment. But there was one She's no longer a friend. And that's how bad it went.
Oh, wow.
And I knew in my gut I should never have taken the commission, because it was one of those things where I know her personally and she's very wishy-washy personally. Mm-hmm. Like she, you know, when I say wishy-washy, like I should probably not judge like this, but I am sorry. She couldn't like keep a job for longer than 2 weeks at a time. And it was always their fault. And she couldn't keep a relationship. Again, it was always their fault. Fingers were always pointing out. And she was really, really nice. And she was very, you know, like just over the top nice. And I don't want to say this negative and derogatory, so please don't like hate on me because it's, but she had like this, you know, Christian holier than thou attitude all the time. And granted, she was a nice person.
Right. But, well, and I don't know. She can't keep a job and not nice to her people close to her. But anyway, go ahead.
But she was always like a nice to me type of thing. And she asked if I would do a pet portrait for her. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the fee. And knowing all the stuff about her past and her jobs and all this, I didn't even want to tell her the fee. And she's like, okay, well, and I said, okay, well, I do 50% up front, the remainder upon completion. The initial 50% is non-refundable. Here's my terms and conditions. Sent her a PayPal invoice. She paid it. And we reviewed the image itself. And we talked a little bit about, you know, what are we going to do? What do you want me to have, do to this? What do you have in mind? Anyway, long story long, is that after two revisions, you know, one she wanted to go dark, then the next one she wanted to go light, and then she wanted to go dark again. And I'd shown her, like, I took my image into Photoshop, and she's like, oh, the nose is off, took it into Photoshop, did an overlay with the original image to show that it was not off. And then she's like, oh, no, I think it would look better if it was dark. And I was like, okay, we just did that. At this point, I need to charge change control fees, or we just need to say, okay, this is it. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh, no, you're right. You're right. All this. I'm like, okay. So it continued a little bit further, and then she wanted another change. I said, no, I think we're done. We're done. I'm going to just refund your money, and I'm going to make this my own. Because at this point, it was like three iterations of back and forth, her being wishy-washy. I don't have time for that. And I don't mean, like, everybody else that I've ever worked with has been really, really solid. You know, they understand the terms and conditions. And I felt like she was taking advantage because I was a friend. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay.
No, that's not okay.
So that was that.
And I mean, I know that your pet portraits are spot on.
They are.
And
well, it even
especially went, your noses and eyes. So, I mean, like, when you showed her the overlay, what did she say? I mean, did she...
Oh, I did.
Does she agree and say, oh, yeah, it's not the nose? I mean, the nose is perfect. Hello.
Yeah. Something like, I don't even remember because I did a video screen share of here's this, here's what it looks like before the overlay. Here's what the exact image is. And when I talked about it. Now, if you're wanting to do this, then we're going to have to charge like, I think it was like 2 hour change control. Anyway, so even after that, I was then getting text messages because I just refunded the whole amount. I didn't even want to make it a thing. And then after that, she was still text messaging me and said, oh, I've been speaking with the Lord and he says that I need to be doing this and not to do this and this. Yeah. And the devil's doing this. And I'm just what? Like, oh my God. And I was like, I said, I think we're done. And, you know, best of wishes to you.
Was she trying to like make up with you and like buy the portrait back, or was she just she apologizing?
It was a little bit of apology, and then she would take the portrait and I was like, no, I've already modified it to make it mine and not yours. Right. And I was like, when I refunded the money, we're done. Yeah. So I'm the one that really probably caused the issue in that whole relationship by just saying, no, I'm done. There's really kind of no back and forth at this point. Because when I'm done, I'm done.
Right.
And I took that same painting and I actually made it into a purple cat and with a butterfly on its nose. Because I was just like, you know, and taking from a realistic cat portrait to something that was pretty and whimsical.
Oh, right. And fun. So,
yeah. I do remember
it this made me mad.
Yeah, I do remember.
And I remember
it too.
The portrait is amazing.
Well, thank you.
The cat was
but we're no longer friends. And that is my fault. I take ownership of that because it's my attitude is I'm done. I'm done. And
yeah. Well, and I found too, good,
but
you know, I don't know if you guys have found this also, but when, you know, I got burned the first couple times I did stuff for friends several years ago. And then, you know, we got that third, that was like the last straw. I gave three chances in my life. I'm done.
Yeah.
But
start recognizing a pattern.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then also, though, I also recognized because of the previous burns, when I was doing something like that, I was not into it. Mm-hmm. My heart wasn't into it. I didn't want to touch it. If it has any remote of tendency to be for trade or free or bargaining or, you know, bartering or whatever they call it, I personally am not into that. So for me, I feel bad and guilty because I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah.
That I'm not doing what I need to be doing because I just can't bring my heart to do that work because I'm just not into it. And so I feel like when it's an actual agreement and you're all on the same page and it's not for friends or family, or like you said, Stephanie, if I'm going to do something for a friend or family, I'm just going to do it. Like, yeah. I don't even want to get into the whole money thing.
Yeah. It's like you don't loan money to family type of thing.
Right. I just want to do it because I decided I want to do it. And then I'm 100% into it.
I don't know why Rachel's laughing so hard at that comment, but that sounds like there's a story.
Well, yes. And today, while I was at a networking meeting, one of the ladies there who's a mortgage broker, she was like trying to give us don'ts of what to do. And uh-huh. one of those is do not sign. Cosigns,
yeah.
Anything. Yeah, and she was given an example that she had a client just last week that signed for his mother who defaulted on the loan, signed for a brother who defaulted on the loan, and has co-signed a loan for an aunt.
Oh, my God.
And so his debt ratio is crazy plus bad credit.
Oh, my God.
So now he's got to work on repairing it.
That sucks.
So that was another story. But the thing is, so what do you do if family comes to you and wants you to do something? Do you just say, I'm going to do it, and you don't worry about pricing, or what do you do?
It just depends. Like my cousin and I, that her and her husband have a card business on Amazon, Maxporium, I think is how it's pronounced. Max Emporium. Anyways, we'll link it in the show notes. And I licensed some stuff to them, but I just did it because I wanted to, and we just did a really small fee because they were starting out at the time. And
you wanted to get your stuff out there.
Right. And so it was a win-win for both of us. And mm-hmm. I just went at it. Not to make money, but just to have some sort of a little bit of an agreement in place so that I could put some terms to how long they could use the pieces.
I think you just made a key statement right there. It was a win-win.
Right. It was a win-win. Yeah, and like I said, I was not looking at it to be profitable or to make money. I was looking at it because I didn't even license it on a royalty basis. I licensed it as a flat fee, which normally I wouldn't even do, but at least, you know, I was licensing it and I knew that, you know, I had to do something.
Okay. These girls are making way too much noise. And I'm just going to apologize to our listeners out there. There's a lot of thumping and bumping going on and it is not me. Just a side note.
Thumping
and
bumping.
I'm thinking maybe we need to get.
I am leaving this in there. So when they listen back to this, they will hear it.
Sorry. We both talk with our hands.
Yeah. I know. We all talk with our hands and we apologize for that. And I will try and get some of that out, but I'm leaving that right there.
I wonder if we should just get rid of the table and have like little microphone stands. Maybe that's why people do microphone stands.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Or they just do the
lapel pins. Mm-hmm. But I can see my hair bothering that. I had that problem before with lapel pins. Anywho.
But so, then other stuff I've just done for free, no charge, you know, or I do it for a very low fee. So I at least cover my expenses in regards to cost of goods, you know. But yeah, I don't, I don't look at making money and being profitable. And I think that's when I can go into it with no problem.
Well, one of the things in the art pricing calculator.
Yes.
That's a new art. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's neat. So in the art pricing calculator, it actually allows you to show what your cost of materials are and then what amount you should charge. So you can kind of give that little friends and family discount if you really want to. So that's handy. But yeah, I don't really like to charge family either. And friends and family, when they ask, I usually have a brief conversation with them. And then I rarely, if ever, follow up. Because most of the time, it's like a little fleeting, oh, you know, well, you should paint my such and such. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And if they really want to do it, then they can, you know, they'll follow up with me. Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Have you guys, that was me, have you guys, and Stephanie, you've already kind of answered this, but have you lost connections either with family or friends over business art?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not family, but people that I thought were friends.
Yeah, not family, but yeah, friends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you had someone's son for a whole summer, practically.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a whole nother story.
That's just, well, she's getting karma.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think, do you guys have any other suggestions on what to do? Let me ask you this. We have since just moved on from that.
Like, yes.
Until this question came up, we really don't think about it unless someone asks us, you know, hey, you think we should just do this and like do it as a trade or in kind? And me and Julie are both and almost, almost at the same time, we're like, no, do not do that.
Well, and when our friend was talking about a situation he ran into last week.
Right.
You and I both, I mean, the whole story came back up again.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're like, no, don't do it. Don't go there. You know,
so right. the funny thing is the story with our friend, the same thing kind of happened with me with that guy.
And that also happened to Rachel and I.
Oh, the same person.
Yes.
Yeah. Wanting to do
whining
it
about, you know.
Yeah.
Woe's me. I didn't charge you enough. I need to charge you more. Woe's me. Well, I was like, no, sorry.
I did a pet portrait in exchange for his services. And like it was a video and it was his suggestion. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I know that the work that you're going to be doing for me is way more work than I'm going to be doing for you.
Right.
And he's like, oh yeah, it'll be fine. Da, da, da. And then all he did was complain about how much work it was. And that was just, oh God, whiny. Yeah. He's a whiny little something another.
So let me ask you, what are some key red flags that someone should look for? Because honestly, I'm very intuitive anyway.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You are.
And I went in thinking this is not going to be good. I didn't mention anything to Julie because she's like hustling and bustling. They were friends. And who we did the work for. And so I was like, okay, I'm not really enjoying this. I think this is going to be a big pain in the tookish. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I saw some red flags. So what? In your head, how do you go, okay, that was a red flag. That was a red flag. And how do you come to terms with, all right, I am going to have to do something or say something or stop. So what are some signs or red flags someone should look for?
Number one is my gut. I should have listened to my gut.
Exactly.
In that situation, because I already knew kind of what was happening in that situation on a personal level with, because her son and my son were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
you felt taken advantage of there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I should have just listened to my gut instead of thinking, oh, this will be great for the portfolio. This will look wonderful. It's going to be the best site we've ever done. And sure enough, I mean, it's one of the best sites we ever did. But oh, if I would have listened to my gut, I would have said no. And the same thing has happened to the two previous things, which were in my architectural career that I got screwed on. And same exact thing. gonna listen to my gut.
Oh my gosh,
you guys. She just knocked the microphone.
If you guys are still subscribers after this episode, we actually probably love you at this point because you are friends and family. I think one of the key red flags is if there's constant change in what their expectations are or were.
Yeah.
It even worries me in the very beginning when I get 20 reference images. And I'm like, okay, just tell me which one you really, really want and what these other ones are for.
Right.
And I'll have those conversations. But yeah, red flag number one, gut. Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because if I had gone with my gut with every single one of those three now, I wouldn't have taken the jobs.
So do you do that now? Have you had one since then where somebody said, hey, can you do this for me?
I don't think we have. I know I haven't on my other work.
Yeah. This summer we priced ourselves out.
We overpriced ourselves so that we wouldn't get the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
Because they were expecting a price. It was a networking thing. So they were expecting something from us, but we just priced ourselves out because we did not feel. And it took us a while to do that agreement because we're both people pleasers. We don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
But we knew that that thing was just going to be a stinking nightmare.
It was going to be a large scale thing.
A big database thing that didn't necessarily was going to work or not work with a third party company. And we had done.
It was just going to be real detailed and everything. And me and Julie, I mean, we kind of do websites because we enjoy it and we want to help other businesses. So her and I both were looking at it going, oh my gosh, this is going to be months and months. And we still have no guarantee that what they're giving us is going to work.
What that third party would give us, because we had one previously that the third party, it took us at least four tries to get what we really needed for the code, because they said they knew what they needed to give us for the code, but they did not know what they needed to give us for the code. So we were training them. Mm. Well, they were training us on their system.
Yeah.
And this was going to be a lot like that.
And we were just like, ugh, another project.
This does not sound fun. Yeah.
No, I mean, and you know, if I had really known the people and the owner and all that stuff, and they were like, no, we really want you to help us, we probably would have given it a different answer. But
we would put some stuff in place. But
we've done this now a couple of times and seen the red flags, and we know our limits. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's another.
Yes,
know your limits. Know your limits. Yeah.
If you don't mind doing, like for you, the pet portrait, going back and redo in the dark.
Yeah.
If you're like, okay, fine. If I can just get rid of you, like here's the cat in the dark.
Just get rid of you.
Here's the cat in the dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have just done it black. But anyway. It's night. There's no light. Anyway.
Just do the eyes. Just have the eyes.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Yeah. I think that's another thing is
trust your guts.
Know your limits. If there's a lot of questioning or the expectation is changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you, it's like, oh, can we do it with the light background, or can we do it lighter? And you're like, well, yeah, you know.
Well, and I know one of the other mistakes I think I made with that one is she wanted it a very particular way. And it was very much like the reference image. And it wasn't exactly a good reference image. And so I think I failed myself by saying this would be a better composition if I did it this way. And which I did say, but she said, no, I really want it this way. I should have stuck with my gut.
Right.
The better composition would be this.
Mm-hmm. And if you are going to do something for something where your gut is telling you, no, you've got to either, you know, up your price because you know there's going to be lots of back and forth. Mm-hmm. And B, you need to make sure that you are outlining every little step in the process in your agreement, as well as every step of the payment plan in your agreement, outline how many phone calls, how many revisions, like outline every little detail. So it's in writing.
And I know, like, on my website, stephanieweaverartist.com, you can search for commissions in the blog area. And there's actually five key questions to ask yourself before you take commissions. Yep. And there's a sample invoice in that document that has, like, my terms and conditions that you're welcome to use and modify to make your own.
Ooh, that's a great resource.
Yeah, that is a wonderful resource.
Yeah, thank you.
It saved my butt many times.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's really... You know, but if you don't feel good about it, it's not a project you should be taking on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've recently turned some away because I just did not feel either A, I had the mental capacity to handle the job, or B, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. That's a big thing. You just don't want to. I don't think so.
Right. Yeah. And that's your gut speaking.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting. So I would love for you guys, our listeners, to let us know if you've had anything that has bombed when you've done something for friends or family. I bet you everyone has a story. Mm-hmm.
I know. I'd love to hear the story.
Me too.
Okay. So you guys share with us.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.